This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
On Monday at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, they had the memorial for Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, Gigi. And they had a lot of people there. Obviously, Kobe's wife, Vanessa, spoke. Michael Jordan was there to give a very emotional speech.
Everybody who spoke was bawling, which made me bawl.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel, who loves to cry, he was crying. Shaq was crying.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
So Beyonce came up and performed her songs EXO and Halo. But one thing that we found out after the memorial, Beyonce prohibited any photography during the memorial performance. Zero photos could be taken of Beyonce. She was the only person that demanded no photographs during her performance. Now, Alicia Keys, Christina Aguilera, none of the other artists at the memorial asked for this. The only images that you'll find online were screen grabs that people did from the live feed, the live video feed. But you're not going to find any photos.
But you saw her perform
video.
Right.
Video.
Does this make her officially a diva?
Oh, wait. I mean, diva has been rebranded to be a good thing, I guess, in the world. I still don't think being called a diva is good, but women seem to think that it's a good thing.
You know I hate it.
Katie hates it.
I hate being called a diva.
But let's ask you, though, like, as a woman, and you like Beyonce.
Love her.
Do you think that this has kind of crossed the line? If you're the only person, only performer at an event like this, which was open to the public, people could, you know, come in to the Staples Center and see this memorial. She was the only person that said absolutely no photos?
I think it's totally her prerogative.
Oh, my God.
I think what she didn't want was for people to be able to sell her pictures and make a profit off of Kobe and Gigi's memorial. That's what I think.
You're not right about that.
How do you know that?
Because she's done this many times. This is not the first time.
The only other time you can think of is at Coachella.
I mean, even if that is the only other time that I can think of.
You said many other times.
Because she has done it other times, but even if that's the only other time, was it because of the delicate emotional nature of Coachella? It's because of this.
Yes.
That's why.
Because I was just going to say
when
that.
I pulled up the meme heard around the world of Beyonce at a Super Bowl halftime show where she looks like an alien. That's why. And ever since then, she's been super self-conscious. For some reason, she takes hilarious pictures when she's performing.
Well, then why, if she was doing it for that reason, why she wasn't dancing around during these performances? So how hilarious could the pictures have been? Number one. Number two, she doesn't say you can't take her picture all the time. So if it's really about not letting people take bad pictures of her, why doesn't she do it every single time she performs?
Hold on. Intern Kevin needs to comment on this. I think he's a bigger Beyonce fan than you are, Katie.
I love Beyonce, and you guys are treating her without respect right now.
I just want to know when Rain is right about this, because he's absolutely right. Like that this that she's taking diva to. If you're that self-conscious about your image, stay home.
Then why doesn't she do it every time she performs? Why does she say why doesn't she say no pictures ever, ever, ever?
Now, it is very common that when artists do performances, like concerts and stuff, they can be photographed for the first three songs. That's usually how it works. Like, if you're a photographer, you're, like, within the first couple of rows of the stage. You have the first three songs, take as many pictures as you want. But after that, you have to go.
But she would still have the right to say you can't take pictures at any time.
It's 100% her call.
Okay, so again, I ask the question. If this is about bad pictures... If she's so concerned, like you say, how come she doesn't say, you can't take my picture every single time?
Now, the other thing was, is that apparently she had a fan blowing in her face during her performance. And again, if that's a Beyonce thing, but was that necessary?
Yeah, it is a Beyonce thing.
Did it need to be part of the show?
Yeah, it's her trademark. Every time she comes out, her hair blows. But I think the real reason she didn't let any photographers take her picture is I think she has another baby coming.
Really?
So mm-hmm. You're just speculating this?
Not speculating.
Well, but there was video.
We still saw video of it.
Yeah, but maybe her baby bump's showing and she wore... Because she wore a gold jacket, which was kind of bigger than her stomach. So I think she's trying to hide that she's pregnant again.
Interesting.
Okay, this is based on nothing.
Right. Yeah, I don't think there's any facts on
based
this.
Based on, remember at Coachella, she didn't want pictures maybe because she was pregnant with someone?
Was she pregnant
with the twins?
Was she?
I think so.
Well, no, the first, she had canceled it when she found out she was pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and then she performed the following year.
That's right.
After she had had the babies. So,
you
again,
know, Kevin might be onto something. Looking at the screen captures, it does look a little bit like maybe she is wearing a jacket that, like... What she's wearing might just be covering up a baby bump.
And listen, a lot of people texted in. Maybe she wanted to make it about Kobe, doing it out of respect for Kobe. Someone else texted in. I kind of think that it would have been tacky for someone to take pictures. It's a memorial, not a red carpet. Totally get it. But there are already photographers there taking pictures of people that were on stage. Like there were.
Yeah, but if she didn't think that that was right, then...
Right, right. But obviously someone hired photographers to take pictures to have the event, right? Sure. Or at least invited them.
Or let them in, right.
So, I don't know. Kevin, what if you're right?
Oh, my God, then. You heard it here first.
That's
breaking
true.
Breaking news by the number one biggest Beyonce fan ever.
Well, it wouldn't be breaking news. It would be breaking rumor.
Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.